This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States pressed on into the final days of the chaotic airlift from Afghanistan amid tighter security and warnings of more possible attacks Friday, one day after a devastating suicide bombing at Kabul Airport killed scores of Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Crowds were back outside the airport Friday despite Thursday's bloodshed. The suicide bombing killed 13 U.S. service members and well over 100 Afghans. Two officials put the Afghan toll at 169, while the day stands as one of the most lethal for American forces since 2011. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The national security team the president met with this morning advised the president and vice president that another terror attack in Kabul is likely.
As flights continue to depart, Amadullah Harawi tells the Associated Press he's determined to get out, saying an explosion may happen any second, but Afghans are facing lots of challenges. That's why he's overcome the fear of taking the risk to come to the airport. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hurricane Ida struck Cuba on Friday as a rapidly intensifying storm that could speed across warm Gulf waters and slam into Louisiana as a Category 3 hurricane by Sunday. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell ordered the evacuation of everyone living outside the levee system that protects the area from flooding. National Hurricane Center specialist Robbie Berg told AP that Gulf Coast residents should follow the advice of local officials.
We're really urging people to just listen to their local authorities. They know what's best and whether or not you should stay or go. And please do as they say if they tell you to leave.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. This is VOA News. A judge has blocked Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's order banning mask mandates for schools. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
DeSantis says if kids wear a mask in school, it should be their parents' decision.
Certain things really should be decided by the parents and not decided by the government.
A circuit judge ruled DeSantis overstepped his authority and agreed with a group of parents who claimed in a lawsuit the executive order is unconstitutional and cannot be enforced. 10 school boards in Florida voted to defy DeSantis and impose mask requirements with no parental opt-out. DeSantis has questioned the legitimacy of mask wearing.
It's actually harder to hear people when they're covered in the mask. So the idea that this doesn't affect learning is total nonsense.
His office says DeSantis will appeal. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. intelligence agencies are still divided on the origin of COVID-19, but say they do not think it was developed as a biological weapon. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden had ordered a review this spring, with the initial findings that COVID likely began from either animal-to-human transmission or a leak from a lab. According to a report summary, four members of the U.S. intelligence community said with low confidence the virus was initially transmitted from an animal to a human. A fifth intelligence agency believes the first human infection was linked to a lab, although the experts don't believe it was intended as a bioweapon and don't think China's leaders knew about the virus until the start of the global pandemic. The director of national intelligence says China's refusal to fully cooperate with the U.S. and international investigators has hampered the study. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A California parole board panel has ruled in favor of releasing Robert F. Kennedy's assassin from jail. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Sirhan Sirhan, Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassin, has been granted parole. A two-person panel of the California Parole Board recommended Sirhan's release after his 16th parole hearing. Two of RFK's sons spoke in favor of Sirhan's release, and prosecutors declined to participate or oppose his release under a policy by Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon. However, release for the 77-year-old Sirhan is not assured. The ruling by the two-person panel will be reviewed over the next 90 days by the California Parole Board staff. It will then be sent to the governor, who will have 30 days to grant it, reverse it, or modify the ruling. I'm Mike Gracia.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News. We'll be right back.